Hello again. Welcome to the program. We continue today in our series in the book of John. The key verse, John 20:31, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. John 19:1, then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. Why did he do that? Well, he did that because he really wanted to release him, and he thought he could appeal to the sympathy of those Pharisees. That didn't work. Luke 23:16, I will therefore chastise him and release him. Luke 23:20, Pilate therefore willing to release Jesus. 22, I will therefore chastise him and let him go. John 19:12, Pilate sought to release him. Acts 3:13, Pilate, when he was determined to let him go, Matthew 27:19, he said, I find no fault in him. Acts 13:8, and though they found no cause for death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. Well, this coward, Pilate, he's going to try and, hopefully these Pharisees will have some sympathy after they see how badly we beat up Jesus. I want to say something about choices and consequences. We look at what Pilate's doing here, and he's used of God to do what he did. But he's not a robot. We need to understand that people make life choices, and then God uses them accordingly. For instance, in the Old Testament, all of these people listed here, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Rahab, the harlot, Esther, Gideon, Ruth, David, Jeremiah, Daniel, and the list goes on. They made their life choices, and God used them accordingly. Then we come into the New Testament, and we have Mary and Joseph. They made their life choice, and God chose them. John the Baptist, the disciples, Lazarus, Mary, Martha, Stephen, Paul the Apostle, Silas, Timothy, James, Jude, Titus, all of them. They made their life choices, and then God said, all right, I can use these people. They've already decided what they're going to do with their life. Then we have these hypocrites, Annas, the Pharisees, Herod, Judas, Pilate. They made their life choices. They're not robots. They made their life choices, and God had to have somebody to be there to put the nails in Jesus' hand. He made his life choices. Pilate is mentioned 56 times in the New Testament. Pilate, like Judas, made life choices, and God used them to fulfill Bible prophecy. He said in 2 Timothy 2:20, he would have vessels, some to honor, some to dishonor. In John 19, verse 10, we read, then Pilate said unto him, that is to Jesus, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. And so it is today in our political world. So it is today in our religious world. People make their life choices, and God uses all of us according to the life choices that we make. So we've read, then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe, and said, Hail, King of the Jews, and smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again, and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know I find no fault in him. You, Pilate, you let those people smash up Jesus like that, and then stand there? What a cowardly hypocrite he was. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. Now whether we're talking about Pilate, whether we're talking about those soldiers who planted that crown of thorns on his head, whether we're talking about the ones that put the purple robe on him, said, Hail, King of the Jews, and smote him with their hands, whether we're talking about all of these people, or Pilate, or the Pharisees, one thing is certain, The Bible says there's a great white throne judgment, and all of these unsaved hypocrites will stand before God and will be cast into the lake of fire. There's two judgments in the New Testament that deal with judgment at the end time. One is the judgment seat of Christ, that is for us as Christians. The other one is the great white throne judgment we see at the end of the book of Revelation, and that is for the unsaved. One thing is sure, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess, and we will give an answer concerning our life choices. Verse 7, the Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." He was the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, "Whence art thou?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, "Speakest thou not unto me, as we mentioned before? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and power to release thee?" And Jesus answered, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin." Now we can talk about that for a while. I'm not going to get sidetracked on that, but there's degrees of punishment in hell. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar." Now, according to Josephus and those who wrote different things about the political world back then, Pilate was already in trouble with Caesar for some of the things that he had done. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in the place that is called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour, and he saith unto the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto him, "Shall I crucify your king?" Listen to this, these religious hypocrites. The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him on either side, one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh unto the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, "Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garment and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, "Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it." Why did they do that? That the scripture might be fulfilled. Every detail of scripture, of the life for 3.5 years, his birth, his whole ministry, and his death, are prophesied in detail, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, "They parted my raiment among them, and for my vestures they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name." Be sure and be with us for our next program in this series.